Bringing food producers and consumers together. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, bringing food producers and consumers together can benefit all parties. The USDA's Susan Carter has more.
Food deserts are a serious issue when it comes to many folks in rural areas and even some cities looking for an array of food choices.
Food deserts, as you know, are rural as well as urban places in the country where people have to go long distances to access a full-service supermarket-type place.
Kevin Kincannon, Undersecretary for the Food and Nutrition Service.
Many small communities over time, as population demographics change, they might be left with simply a kind of a one-stop mini-mart without ready access to close-by a supermarket.
Kincannon says the result?
Those mini-marts invariably don't have the range of choices of healthy foods, and they are typically much more expensive to purchase foods there as well.
So through?
Grant programs and loan programs, we can stimulate the development of supermarkets or full-service stores.
And Kincannon says improving access to fresh and healthy foods can be beneficial to all parties involved.
Improving access to farmers' market.
That's one way to access healthy and nutritious vittles, says Kincannon.
There are about 6,000 farmers' markets this time of year across the U.S., and this year about 1,300 of that number have the ability to process SNAP or food stamp, the electronic cards that are used for what used to be called the food stamp program.
It's a win-win, says Kincannon, for both producers and customers.
Our reason promoting those access in rural America and urban America to farmers markets is to increase the marketing opportunities for farmers, but also to provide access to healthier foods for low-income people.
For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.